I was trying to butt in earlier when you said that brother talked for a little while about wisdom, because he gave a definition of it that was different from the most perfect things, about the most perfect topics, about the most perfect. His definition had to do with salvation, and I thought that that was a signal moment in the lecture.
Yeah, brother had multiple definitions of wisdom. His most favorite is the one that I think I still have it as my little Skype message that I keep up on Skype. But it's that wisdom is the most perfect, the most perfect knowledge of the most important truths in the right order of emphasis, accompanied by a permanent, total commitment to live accordingly.
Yeah, that's it.
That's his definition. I don't know if I have it as my Skype thing anymore, but he gives other definitions. In this lecture, he says it's the science of salvation. He also calls it the science of salvation. And then he gave a modified version, a shorter version of the one that I just gave the long version of. So he had a lot of different definitions of it, but. He also says wisdom is order. It's putting first things first. So all of these definitions of wisdom are the kind of things you can relish and try to apply in your life. But when brother brings up, can we go to Philip now?
Yeah. No, that's fine. I thought the definition was, because I hadn't heard that one before, and I tried to commit it to memory, and I didn't do a very good job. I knew it had to do something with salvation, so... I thought others may want to go over that as well. No, please proceed to Philip.
Okay, so we can focus on the person who's sort of in the middle of these kings chronologically, and that's the person of Saint Louis the Ninth, the king of France, the great crusader. He was a knight. He was a crusader. He was a saint. He was a great statesman. He was even a great diplomat, and he was a missionary. He wanted to evangelize the Muslims. It wasn't just that he wanted to meet them in the field of combat. He actually wanted to evangelize them. So this is a man of tremendous virtue, of amazing patience. Everything went wrong for him. I mean, he's contrasted with his cousin, Philip III of Spain.
Okay.
Philip III and Louis were cousins because Louis's mother, remember, was a Spaniard, Blanche of Castile. And Ferdinand, Dom Guéranger points this out. For St. Ferdinand, everything went well. I mean, he advanced the Reconquista in Spain very far. Ultimately, it wasn't finished for another 300 or so years, 200 years. When Philip and Ferdinand and Isabella finish it, but he had advanced it quite a bit. And he went from strength to strength, and his reign was glorious. Louis had setback after setback after setback. It was really his life was tragic, but he was a great saint. So ultimately, that's what's called a comedy, not a tragedy, because it ended happily. Now, he had a great grandfather and a grandson.
Okay.
Whose stories are similar, and Brother Francis paralleled them. At the time of his great grandfather, was Francis the First, and Louis's grandson was Francis the Fourth. So, a lot had happened between these times, and the notion of the modern state is rearing its ugly head. It's beginning at this time.
Ugh.
But back in the 11th century, when Philip the First was on the throne of France, Philip decided that he was going to jettison his wife, whom he had apparently fallen out of love with, and determined that he was going to take up with this other woman that he liked more. So, you know, he committed adultery, and he didn't just commit adultery. It was a constant state. He lived with this woman. She was his paramour. It was known. It was a public scandal.
My, how Henry VIII of him.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, monarchs were not, you know, these things happened. Now, a lot of them, including several of the French monarchs, they had secret mistresses who were sort of open secrets. But in this case... there was nothing secret about it. It was brazen. And they'd walk into church and they'd walk, you know, they'd be in public court functions. And he had exiled his wife. He had sent his wife away.